It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Talks between India and Pakistan came today, but they don't seem to have done much to improve relations between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. The U.S. has been pressing the two sides to end their decades-old dispute, not least because Washington thinks this would help Pakistan to focus on the fight against the Taliban and al-Qaeda. NPR's Philip Rees reports.
There have been talks between India and Pakistan since the Mumbai attacks. But today's meeting between their two most senior diplomats was the most substantial attempt so far to rebuild their shattered relationship. Afterwards, India's envoy, Nirupama Rao, struck a positive but guarded note.
We had useful discussions. We had detailed, candid discussions. There was transparency on both sides.
Pakistan pressed India to return to what's called the composite dialogue. That refers to the peace talks that began in 2004 but were frozen by India after the Mumbai assault. Rao said India declined.
We certainly don't discount the achievements made by the composite dialogue and the relevance of that dialogue. But the time is not ripe as yet to resume it because we have to create a climate of trust and confidence. And, you know, there has to be a certain process that we have to put in place step by step before we do that.
Even before they began, today's talks in the Indian capital, New Delhi, were overshadowed by differences over the agenda. India wanted to focus on security and terrorism in the aftermath of the Mumbai attacks. Pakistan wanted much wider discussions. It wanted these to include Kashmir, the conflict that triggered two of the three wars between India and Pakistan, and that's claimed tens of thousands of lives. Pakistani commentator, retired General Talat Masood, believes the two sides will make no progress unless these core issues are tackled.
Unless they address the problem of Kashmir and now also the problem of water, it would be very difficult for anything, the relations to be normalized.
The militants who attacked Mumbai killed more than 160 people. Pakistan's prosecuting seven men over those attacks. India has acknowledged this is a step forward, but today it repeated its demand that Pakistan must do much more against militant outfits operating on its soil. Pakistan's envoy, Salman Bashir, said his country was willing to wait until India's ready to resume peace talks.
We have made our point. We have done so before, but we are not desperate. If India decides to take more time to reflect on the modalities of engagement with Pakistan, they will find us ready.
No one expected a major breakthrough today. Rajiv Sikri is an Indian former senior diplomat.
And it is unfair to expect that everything will be resolved at the level of the foreign secretaries. But it's the beginning of a dialogue process, which I hope would be sustained no matter what happens.
Bollywood's patriarch, the superstar Amitabh Bachchan, makes a TV appeal for peace. The governments of India and Pakistan are not alone in trying tentatively to build bridges. This appeal is part of a campaign by two media giants, the Times of India and Pakistan's Jang Group. Together, they're trying to foster people-to-people and cultural contacts between Indians and Pakistanis. They're planning a big trade conference soon. Yet many obstacles line the path back to peacemaking. The lack of trust between the two sides is very great. India has long accused the Pakistanis of covertly supporting jihadi groups that regularly carry out attacks in the Indian-controlled part of Kashmir. India maintains these groups are being used by the Pakistani establishment to pressure India into making concessions over Kashmir. And today, Pakistan's envoy alleged that India has been trying to destabilize Pakistan by supporting insurgents on Pakistani territory. Both sides are also deeply suspicious of one another's intentions in Afghanistan. They also have lots of other issues to settle, for example, disputes over water and borders. In the end, both sides agreed today only to stay in touch, a phrase which signals that relations between India and Pakistan remain decidedly frosty. It's likely many within the vast Indian and Pakistani public will be disappointed by this. They know that more than six decades of hostility between their two countries has exacted a heavy toll. Many of them also know, if it ever comes, that the rewards of peace could be huge.
They would be enormous because we're both two desperately poor countries, and the amount of money that both of us spend on our defence forces is incredible.
That's Maithili Busnamat of India's Economic Times.
If only that money could be diverted to things that we need, roads, bridges, hospitals, schools, I think we'd both be much better off.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.